Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour. In the last hour, we were talking about a post that went up online. It was, I saw it because the CEO, the new CEO of KC Pet Project that we're going to talk to you in a couple of hours, had posted this. And it was posted by someone who works in animal welfare, animal rights, and has for a really long time, and with animal rescues. And she just talked about the abuse that shelter workers get from people who don't really know what they're talking about. And we were talking more about that, about what job do you work in that you kind of deal with the same thing?
Yeah. I'm not defending the abuse that they get, but some of these do make sense. I'm a public defender. We've even talked on air, like, how can you possibly defend somebody like this?
Yeah, well, we talked about that yesterday.
Because
yeah.
It's your job. How does somebody who has to clean out porta potties go and clean out porta potties? Well, Somebody has to do it. It's their job. I'm a public defender. People act like I wake up excited to get criminals off. I'm just trying to make sure the state follows its own rules before it locks someone in a cage. If even a monster gets a fair trial, then everybody gets a fair trial. I think that's a healthy way to look at it, I guess.
I'm sure there are people, especially if it's a high profile case, I'm sure you get a lot of hate. How could you possibly defend that monster?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel differently about that than I do. If you're a public defender, that's fine. If you are the Johnny Cochran's
private attorney,
yeah. I don't feel as much sympathy for you because you signed on for that kind of abuse.
Yeah.
That's you understand what you're doing.
And they do it for the money.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Especially ones that are engaged in the high profile rich people cases.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a social worker. Half of people think I'm stealing kids. The other half thinks I'm lazy for not doing more. Nobody sees the part where I'm crying in my car between home visits.
Yeah. Social workers are underpaid. And each social worker I know, because I know from CASA, is doing the work of 10 people.
Yep.
Because there's just not enough people that want to do that job.
From the text line, I'm a teacher. Apparently, I am simultaneously brainwashing children, babysitting them, underqualified, overpaid, and also responsible for fixing everything their parents and the internet have broken.
Come on, you only work 9 months a year. What are you complaining about?
In Ellen, independence, only 4 days a week.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, you have that free time.
Yeah.
Go work another job.
913-586-7798. I like this one a lot because I never thought about this one. 8050 says, I was a videographer for a TV station in Boston. The biggest complaint people had was, I don't want to be on camera. It didn't console them to say, you know, then don't walk in front of the camera.
Yeah.
There's a great, and we're going to do this in an hour, best stand-up comics is for our list this week. Jim Gaffigan has a great bit about that, though, where he's like, I feel sorry for the people in the obesity stories whenever, because they always show people on the street and they always just, they don't show them from their face. They don't show them their face, but they show their butts. Like, yeah. It shows the, and they know who they are. Mm-hmm. They'll be watching news and be like, oh, that, who's that fat? Oh, that's me. Oh, God, I was wearing that shirt today, wasn't I? That's me.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand people not wanting to be on camera, depending on the story. Mm-hmm. One thing we are going to be losing as a society as local news becomes more decentralized. And unfortunately, this is happening slower than I thought it would. But I'm going to miss man on the street interviews, you know, where people ran up to cameras and just started yelling random stuff. That was fun. Now, literally half of TikTok is just people with a microphone trying to get the lunatics out on the street to say something ridiculous.
One of the toughest things that reporters sometimes, especially for TV and for radio, have to go out. You have a story that you need audio for. You know, the community is talking about XYZ, the community. Mm-hmm. And I remember we had reporters whose job it was at 5 a.m. to try to go out and get man on the street from somebody. I'm like, who at 5 o'clock in the morning wants to talk to you about the stadium debate?
Who's awake enough to do that? And also, who's in a good mood at 5 o'clock in the morning?
And can put three words together to be coherent.
Usually you just stand outside of a Quick Trip.
That's exactly what. Yeah, that was your best bet always, the Quick Trip.
Quick Trip, Dunkin' Donuts, any place that does early breakfast, things like that.
Yeah.
From the text line, I work in human resources. I'm not the woke police or a corporate hatchet man. I am the person begging managers to document things so we do not get sued. I don't know that HR, I mean, maybe they do. They get some hate from some people. I think most people, I think it's one of those things, like, I don't like HR as a principle, but my HR person is great. I think it's like a little bit of that.
The worst problem I have with HR is all the very, very, very long videos that we have to agree to watch
those
every
are bad.
Year. And all the quizzes and all that stuff that we have to watch every year.
It was horrible for me I went from here to Boston, to Seattle, back to Boston, and then here again. Nobody knows more about the FCC now than me.
Sexual harassment. You're an expert in sexual harassment.
And plugola. That made it sound like I'm doing it, Jamie. But payola, plugola, all that stuff. Yeah, I have watched all the videos. I know the different policies for each company. I am an expert.
I never had to do any of that until I got here, because this was my first like corporate job.
Yeah.
Because before that, I worked for smaller businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That sucked. I hated that. Because then the worst part is that, like, first of all, the scenarios of the dumb videos they give you is never how any of this works ever.
And it's so well acted.
Oh my. And the voices are
just amazing.
Even the voice actors are like, really? You want me to say this into a microphone? Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm not kidding. At the last company I worked for, they hired an improv group to put on, and thank God they didn't make us go watch it live,
mm-hmm.
but they hired an improv group to put on skits acting out the things that were like they were going over in the video. So it's these yes-anders doing their best to try to make like sexual harassment funny. And it was so.
That's so cringe.
Yes. I hate using that word.
I'll use it. But I'm young enough, I can use it.
Oh my God. I couldn't stand those videos. And it wasn't like when did onboarding, you had to go do it. It was a thing we had to do every month. We had to sit down, watch one of these videos to make sure we were compliant and all that stuff, and then take a test on them.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, what did Johnny do wrong here?
Well, I think when he slapped Teresa's butt, said, you've been working out, I think that was wrong.
And they've gotten really smart about it, because you can't fast forward through it.
Yep.
And you can't skip ahead too fast, because they think that you're not watching it then. And the smartest any of us have gotten about it is to let it play while we're doing other stuff.
Thank God for the ADA, the American with Disabilities Act, because I can turn the volume off and I can put those closed captions on.
Mm-hmm. I even at one place, certainly not here.
No, never.
I put a, because you had to watch it in a browser, and I put in the browser, I downloaded a Chrome extension that speeds videos up.
I remember you telling me this, yes.
And it didn't work because they still said you had to watch the video for 14 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, they still set a timer for how long you're watching it. And there was no other way to speed it up. It was just that. So I thought, I'm safe. And by the way, I still understood the video. Like, I don't need to sit there and listen to it in real time to understand the basic principles that I've been operating under as a broadcaster for the last 20 years.
Well, yeah, these rules haven't changed. The ideas of what constitutes sexual harassment or what the FAA hasn't passed. FCC.
Yeah. Oh, we still can't say.
My poor brain is. But the FCC has not passed a ton of new rules that we all need to be up on. It just for CYA, every couple of years, we have to go through all of this.
I was trying to explain this to my son last night, and a lot of people still don't really understand it. Why you're able to drop F-bombs on cable, mm-hmm. and why you're not allowed to do whatever you want on cable, mm-hmm. and then on broadcast. And I was like, well, he understood broadcast is governed by the FCC, cable is not. And we were watching an episode of Breaking Bad from 12 years ago, and they dropped one F-bomb in it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, why didn't they cuss more? Like, it'd be more realistic. They're making meth. Like, they should cuss more. Uh-huh. And I was like, well, it's the standards and practices of the channel. And he was like, that doesn't make any sense. So they can say whatever they want. It's like, no, because AMC, where this was airing, said you can only use one F-bomb a year. That was the standard. He was like, but they cuss more now. I was like, yes, because they changed their standards and practices. I know it's confusing, but that's why it happens. They changed, like, the HBO didn't have that because they were premium cable. It has nothing to do with the government. It just has to do with how each individual company operates.
Has he watched The Bear or The Pit yet?
I believe he's watched The Bear. I don't think he's watched The Pit. But The Pit's on HBO. Mm-hmm. So HBO, you could always do whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
Because they were like, you're paying for this. So, you know, that you've signed on for it even mm-hmm. more. Then it's not just somebody flipping through a channel and landing on it. Again, it has nothing to do with the FCC, but it does have to do with the individual companies and how, like, we, for instance, on KMBZ, we couldn't do the same thing like a morning zoo show could do mm-hmm. on air. That would be a problem for us.
We don't even, I mean,
we couldn't have strippers in here as much as Quentin has demanded.
I don't even, it'll happen a lot where there will be topics or there will be words in topics, and I, because my mouth is a little more PG, I just kind of err on that side of it. And we would get texts saying, back when Johnny Dare was on the air, well, Johnny Dare said it this morning. I'm like,
he works at a different station.
Different audience.
Different expectations.
Not kids in the car. Yeah. Like, there's always the possibility that we have kids in the car.
It definitely makes us more creative when we have to try and explain things.
which is more interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's better.
You have to use a different processing power to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know where we were at. HR, a lot of people hate it, but I don't. From the text line, I'm an airline gate agent.
Oh, I feel so bad for
Guess
you.
Guess what? I didn't cause the weather, maintenance issue, or the late inbound plane. I'm just the poor person standing there while 300 people scream at me.
Yeah. Flight attendants, same thing. Pilots, same thing. You don't have a special way to control the weather.
Let's go with the opposite of this. Is there a job where it is okay for people to yell at you and scream at you? The only one I could think of, honest to God, is politician. And I'm not saying people should be abusive or cruel, but like, when, if you're not doing your job and you have a town hall and people show up because mm-hmm. they voted for you and they pay your salary, they have every right to let loose and unleash their anger.
I would say, I would even expand that. I would say any elected official.
Yeah.
Anyone who's elected, because we put you there.
Put you there.
Or if your salary is paid by tax money, mm-hmm. which broadens that out quite a bit. But if public tax money pays your salary, like anybody in city government.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, like a tax assessor, you know, just a random thought.
There's never a reason
county
to be
executive.
Mean.
Yeah.
There's never a good reason to be mean.
Like hurling slurs or saying, I hope you die. Anything like that. It's not okay. But if you're just pissed off at how they're doing their job.
Yes.
I think that that's okay. Now, It gets into a weird area, though, because I don't think that if you're pulled over by a cop, it serves you very well to say, I pay your salary.
You feel free and do that.
My taxes pay your salary, so hurry up, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I tell you what to do. I'm your boss. Yeah. I pay your salary.
That's not a good idea.
Get back in your car.
There's a time and place.
Leave me alone.
Town hall with a politician, fine. When you're pulled over by a cop, maybe use more decorum.
Or if you want to email the city. Because you're having an issue with something, because something, fine. That's you're entitled to do that. These are city services that are provided to you.
I can't think of another job where it's okay to vent on them.
Just because anything.
Because a gate agent, they're not responsible for that. No. They just represent the company.
And they're the ones that are there, unfortunately. They're the only person that you have in front of you.
Yeah.
And you feel like they should be more informed than they are.
I think it wouldn't be an occupation. It would be a case specific thing. But if you see somebody doing something horrible at a job, then fine. You can unleash on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you see somebody like spitting in the fries or something like that at a fast food place. Sure. But
if it's taking too long, this happened the other day. I went through. I always, when I go to McDonald's, I pull into a mobile order spot and then I order.
Yeah.
When I get there. And anytime I have a dog's day out, I go get hamburgers, two hamburgers with no onions and no pickles, and a little treat for them.
Right.
And I was sitting there, was this just two nights ago, night before last, when I had Mulligan in the car with me. And I mean, 12 minutes later, I'm still sitting there waiting for these two hamburgers. I'm like, what has happened?
Yeah.
What did you have to go and kill the cow? what did you have to go do? And so finally, after 13 minutes and the dog is getting restless and so am I, and like sun is setting, I finally go through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we don't even see it in the system. Ooh. I'm like, I am looking at the order in front of me. I have an order number for you. And then I think, well, just hurry up and make two hamburgers. Like, it's not a big deal. Just get it done.
I thought of another job.
Yeah.
Therapist. You're allowed to vent to your therapist.
Yeah, but not about them.
You are allowed, though, to, they are open to, I wouldn't vent to them about them, but you're paying them. If you need them to support you in a different way, then
from the text, that's okay. My therapist expects to be yelled at, but that's not their fault. It's my fault. It's just their job.
Okay. Yeah. I've never yelled at my therapist. I've been frustrated with her before.
Back to your McDonald's thing. I would never do. I don't ever do curbside. And somebody else on the text line said that too.
Extra points for doing curbside.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to make somebody have to leave.
I don't care.
The restaurant. Well, I don't want to make. You've been very.
I know.
I think you're enjoying this a little bit too much.
Well, I don't. What if they want like a break? They want a little fresh air.
But then they have to run back inside and go and deal with all the stuff that they had to put aside to take your order out.
Like, your Catholic guilt is kicking in. Where?
Yeah,
mine is not clearly.
You know what? It's also. That's the unselfish reason. The selfish reason is because it takes them forever to bring it out because they don't want to come out.
Right.
They're like, oh, hold on, I'll take it out in a minute. Let me finish up this and then I'll take that out.
I could order. What I should start doing is I could order on the app ahead of time and you can pick it up in the drive-thru.
Yes.
That's what I should do.
Because
then
I still get the points
from using the app, but then I go through the drive. You're right.
All right, coming up. Pennies have been canceled. We're getting rid of pennies, everybody.
Will that
mean that everything else is going to get slightly more expensive? That's a theory. We'll talk about it next.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's happened. That's it. The U.S. Mint has ended production of the penny. The last pennies were struck at the Mint in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have more than one mint?
I actually don't know.
Is that the only one in Philadelphia?
I don't know.
I've never had to wonder that before.
That seems like Quentin knows.
I know for quarters, they make them in Denver as well.
Okay. Because
if you look at a quarter, what it'll have a D or a P on it, and it'll tell you where it was minted.
Really?
Yes. That is why, like coin collectors, they will have like a penny or a quarter from Pennsylvania or a penny from Denver. And depending on which side of the state you're on or the country you're on, you're more likely to get a Denver quarter or a Pennsylvania quarter.
Philadelphia, Denver, San Francisco, and West Point, New York.
Okay.
Or where they're minted. But I guess the last place to mint any pennies was Philadelphia.
Pennies have been minted at the Mint in Philadelphia since 1793, a year after Congress passed the Coinage Act. Is there a plan? I could just ask that in general, but is there a plan
for everything,
for how this is going to go now? Because as we talked about in the last week or two, for people that still use cash, and there are people that still use cash, we're out of pennies already because banks are hoarding them. They don't want to give them out. And so restaurants or retailers are having to round, which doesn't seem like a lot, but they round down, obviously, so that you, because you're not going to accept owing them more. And that's going to cost them significant money at some point.
The only thing I think that they would do other than just rounding everything up to make it, you know, if it's 92 cents, it's going to be 95. If it's 99, it's going to be zero. The only thing I think that they would do is make it so that if you're paying cash, then we round up. If you are paying with credit or debit or even a check, then we can keep it a flat price.
Right.
Because the problem is not necessarily what individual items are going to cost. Because everything's 99 cents. Nothing's a dollar.
Right.
It's 99 cents or $2.99, $3.99, whatever. Because we're dumb and that makes us think it's $3, not $4.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem comes in where you buy five things and it ends up being $5.31.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have a penny to use there. Now, there's still going to be pennies in circulation, but the idea is eventually there won't be.
Well, they're going to have to round down.
Yeah.
Because legally they can't go up. They can't charge you more than the price of the thing. So they're going to have to round down and charge you $5.30, and it's just going to cost them money. And I don't know what's going to happen then. It's because what other countries do is they just include tax. The price that you see that's labeled on the thing includes the tax.
Okay.
And so it's super simple. Then you just, you know exactly how much it is out the door. And I just wonder, can we do that instead? And then it's an increment of five, just build the tax in. So just change the price of the thing and then add the tax on so that it ends at an increment of five.
Yes. I guess.
Even if the thing costs more, right?
Yeah, well, that's what they're going to end up doing is everything is going to be rounded. It would almost be good. Here's where it becomes interesting, because the thing I said earlier, 99 cents for everything, $3.99, $2.99, gas. I love what gas in this country does, the 99th of a penny to make it seem even cheaper. Is that going to be gotten rid of? Are they going to round up or down? Because they'll have to do experiments with this. If you're selling a bag of candy and it was $2.99, will more people buy it if it's $3, or will more people buy it if it's $2.95? Because if you're missing out on the couple of dupes who were like, it's only $2, well, dupes or children, whichever, who aren't very good at the math there, you would think more people would round down.
And then you have me thinking about people that sell stuff online where sales tax is going to be different in different states and in different places. Now, at least you're dealing exclusively with credit cards, but you have to think about like what state you're dealing with. Let's just include the tax and everything.
Yeah.
Change the price of the thing, include the tax, put the final tax number, and just make it so that that final number is an increment of 5. And if that means the price goes up a little bit, fine. But at least that way, retailers aren't losing money.
Yeah.
You know, at least they're... And at some point, this problem is going to get worse because we're going to have fewer and fewer pennies in circulation.
Yeah.
People are going to hoard them at home because they're going in their change jugs or whatever.
Literally, because it's almost like they're going to be collector's items once they stop minting them.
Right. That's where so much change is anyway right now, is that it's in people's jugs at home.
Would you like to know what Canada did? Because, we love following our North American top hat.
Only on bad ideas. So, yeah, go ahead.
So, they still, in cash transactions, they rounded to the nearest nickel. But on credit card transactions, you still pay whatever it is on the
exact.
All
right, so that's what I...
That's exactly what we
that's
just
what
said.
That's what I said, but that's crazy that they did that.
That's what
I didn't even know they were doing that. That's what happened?
Oh, so that will encourage you...
I'm as smart as a Canadian, everybody.
...to pay by credit card.
Mm-hmm.
But we're discouraged from paying by credit card right now because of the fees that we're tacking on.
Right.
They're tacking that 3 or 2% fee on. But that's going to get more people to pay by credit card.
Right.
So you're either going to pay by credit card and pay the accurate price for the item, but pay more because of the fee, or you're going to pay in cash and pay, you're not going to pay the fee, but you're going to pay more for the item.
Do you think there's ever a point we'll get to where we'll be a cashless society?
Eventually. I don't think it'll be in my lifetime, but yes.
I think there's still going to be diehards who refuse to use credit or debit because
the homeless and people that can't get bank accounts.
Or transactions are easier.
Yeah.
Like a tipping somebody. I always tip in cash so they don't have to pay the tax on it. When I delivered food, people would sometimes tip me in cash for the same reason. So then I got it right away and I didn't have to pay taxes on it. It was nice. It was confusing though, because it would make it look like they weren't tipping you at all and you get angry.
Yeah, we'll get there, but it will be generations after us.
Yeah.
Would make strip clubs less entertaining.
They'll take Venmo.
They'll have
a little card reader attached to their...
Here. Yeah. Just have a little QR code tattooed on your leg.
There you go.
And then I can scan it with my Apple Pay on my watch.
Yeah.
There you go.
We were talking microchips yesterday.
Honestly, I think that just made it sexier.
We just solved a lot of things right there.
We're so good at our job, guys.
Yeah. The homeless could do the same thing. The homeless can just get tattooed.
Does it have a QR code?
Yeah.
Oh, get a tattoo with a QR code that goes directly to your Venmo? Yes.
Absolutely.
It's not a tattoo, but I've seen guys, buskers, which are musicians who perform out on the street for money. I used to see a guy all the time in a grocery store parking lot, and he had a QR code that went directly to his Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
And or it was another one for tip jar.
Do you need a bank account to open a Venmo?
I don't.
Or can you just keep money in your Venmo account?
I don't think you do, because there was a whole thing a while ago about banking accounts and having to have a checking account for certain people. And a lot of people were using Venmo because you need the money needs to go somewhere, but you can have it go to like an EBT or a debit card.
I have a Venmo credit card, and they are trying to get me to get their Venmo debit card.
Mm-hmm.
which must then be tied to a Venmo.
I actually have that. Account. I have a Venmo credit card.
Okay. Yeah. So, but the debit card would have to be tied to a Venmo cash account.
Yeah.
So can you just have a Venmo cash account that a debit card is tied to and not, have to have a bank account? Yeah. Okay.
It's
so
like then, Chime or any of those other things.
Everybody can have Venmo.
There you go. Solved it.
We are fixing stuff.
Look at this.
I didn't think it was going to be this of all things. But
you
I'll
never
take
know.
The win.
You never know what problems we're going to solve on middays. Coming up, some breaking news. Chick-fil-A is trying to kill me. That is...
It's amazing.
I genuinely think they might be trying to turn my blood into butter. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Chick-fil-A is branching out a little bit. Not here. First, they're going to test this out in the Baltimore area, although I assume it is going to go very well. Because who doesn't love a chicken and waffles sandwich?
It's just such a good idea, and it honestly worries me.
So it's a piece of breaded chicken with bacon and then sandwiched between 2 maple waffles.
So McDonald's changed the game years ago with the McGriddle, where they're like, how about a pancake? And it took, I don't know how long the McGriddle's been out, but I'm going to say 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
It took 10 or 15 years for somebody to go, you know what else would work? A waffle.
Well, chicken and waffles is a traditional
food. Oh, it's so good, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Slim Pickens does that here. They have there's a lot of places that do it. Yeah. But if you're looking for like a chain that does it, Slim Pickens has it. Tupelo Honey also does one that's really good, too.
We have a couple of local soul food places that do it, too. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at pictures of this.
Yeah.
It's available with syrup on the side. a slightly larger version of the meal, if the breakfast version was not enough for you, will be available for lunch or dinner after they stop serving breakfast at 10:30 a.m. daily. You also can just buy a singular waffle with syrup.
Jamie, somewhere out there, there's a cardiologist listening to us. Who was contemplating retirement and is like, no,
I'm going to wait.
No, I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to come into a lot of money here in a minute.
I need to know, maybe I don't want to know, calorie count. What's your prediction? What do you think calorie count is on
a chicken and waffle burger
with bacon?
With bacon
and syrup.
Usually they try to keep these things, unless you were like Hardee's back in the day doing like the monster thick burger. It was like, I think 1600 calories, something like that. It was a lot. They usually don't like to go that high. So I'm going to say 900 calories.
I'm trying to, oh no, that doesn't tell me what I want to know at all. Let's see. So AI is not caught up to the news of this. A classic Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich is 440 calories. They do not offer a specific chicken and waffle sandwich, but they soon will.
Yeah.
But they said if you combine a classic chicken sandwich with a medium order of waffle fries, which is the closest not they're the getting, same thing. Not the yes. same thing. But that's not a bad idea either, to use a waffle fry
for the bun.
Get a really big waffle fry.
Yeah, like there's
for the
potato
bun
buns.
Instead of, that gets you to about 900 calories. Well,
we need to stop giving these ideas out for free.
I assume the chicken and waffle sandwich that has the waffle will be more than 840.
Mm-hmm.
I assume, because we're not dealing with potatoes. We're just dealing with flour.
I just love that it's the option of bacon and syrup. So do you want your...
You gotta dip it.
Do you want your chicken fried sandwich between waffles covered in bacon and then lacquered like a dessert? We all know that these places offer healthy options, and they only do that so they can be like, yeah, I know. So we can do the really bad stuff now, right?
Yeah.
We can do the really nasty stuff that you guys love.
Okay. So anytime we talk about something like this, my brain starts to think of other versions of it. Like if they were going to do another one, like I think since they already do waffle fries.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
And does Chick-fil-A only do chicken? Do they do burgers of any kind?
No, they don't do
only
any beef.
Chicken.
No,
okay.
Only chicken.
That's okay. Do the waffle fry sandwich with the chicken and do, what can we do instead of bacon on top? What do we like on chicken instead of bacon?
How about a gravy sandwich?
Oh, you could totally go, you know, like how hot turkey is a thing.
Uh-huh.
You could absolutely go like a hot chicken sandwich.
Yep.
And do mashed potatoes. I'll do that sometimes where I'll take mashed potatoes and I'll make pancakes out of them at like discs.
Okay.
Do gravy and then in between the discs of potato.
I was just looking for the calories on this. Okay, so there is a Chick-fil-A waffle, which is a catering waffle that they list.
Okay.
That's 320 calories. The sandwich is 420 calories. The syrup, they're estimating the syrup is only 80 calories.
It must be a tiny little
bacon at 50 calories.
I'm surprised the bacon's not more than that.
So they estimate it's roughly 900 to 1100 calories.
That's
for this.
They're
trying to kill me, Jamie.
Yeah. I think a Big Mac is under 600.
Mm-hmm.
So you could get two Big Macs for the calories of one of these.
But this would be so much better than a Big Mac.
It's going to go bigger for lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
They're going to have lunch and dinner sizes to go with this.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I'll definitely have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'll throw this out there for the audience. You listening, what's the most unhealthy thing that you cannot resist? Like maybe you don't eat it ever
at home
like,
or out.
You go like when you're feeling decadent, what is your go-to? Like you've been
when
good.
You don't care.
Maybe you've been killing it. You've been crushing the calories. You've lost a bunch of weight. Whatever. Or you just had a breakup or a bad day at work or whatever it is. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to make myself feel better. I'm going to give myself the endorphin rush that I can only get from whatever that is. What is that for you? What is that like incredibly decadent thing? For me, it's I've mentioned this before, banana pudding cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make them myself. And the problem with that is I don't wait for them to finish.
Mm-hmm.
I will eat the batter. It's so good. The other It doesn't exist. I don't know if it exists anymore. At least there's not too many Hardee's around us, but I used to get a Monster Thick Burger that I was like, I don't think I've had one since I was maybe 30 years old. But I remember when I would get one at a, as a young man, feeling the weight of that on my heart, feeling like I had just gotten beaten up by a sandwich, but it was so worth it.
Okay, I have two. The original chicken sandwich from BK is my kryptonite.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling healthier about it, I skip the mayo, but then the lettuce falls everywhere. You need,
you need the mayo for the lettuce to stick to it.
I could eat at least two. I just love them. I've always loved them. If I'm at home, then I don't care what a serving of pasta is supposed to be. I'm pouring the pound box into a big thing of boiling water or whatever it is. And I don't care how much a serving is supposed to be. I'm just throwing caution to the wind and going nuts.
Katie has me make spaghetti once a week for the family, and she's told me, like, just use all of it. Like, all of the spaghetti.
Well, there are four of you.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because, well, just have leftovers. It's fine. So use two cans of sauce and or jars of sauce and two boxes of spaghetti. She says I don't have the thick burger or the Monster Thick Burger anymore. I guess a double quarter pounder from McDonald's. I'll do that. Again, not all the time.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I'll be like, you know what? Screw it.
Mine is a five-layer beefy burrito from Taco Bell.
That's a good one. Oh,
and it's got the, like, cheese that they put in the little panini press. And they put that cheese on top and a Baja Blast.
They're just giving those things away now, too, in the Build Your Own Lux box.
They're just so good.
It just comes with one, and you get a chalupa and nachos with it. It's too good.
I also could eat my weight in chips and salsa. Like, if you just let me... Just don't care.
That's
put it in front of me, and I don't care.
That's the problem with Mexican restaurants.
And they will allow you to do that. I love a place that has good chips, has good salsa.
Chewy's used to be around here.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, they're Chewy's, so good.
Yeah.
Chain restaurant, but amazing. Their chips were amazing. And
throw in a good margarita while you're at it.
Yeah, God knows how many calories you're putting on before you even start eating.
Just in the chips. So somebody said this one time that, you know, look at a tortilla. And just think, like, take your tortilla and cut it into four pieces. And then think about how many chips you're eating and how many tortillas that amounts to. Plus,
that's
you're frying them. I mean, you're eating 20 tortillas, which you would never do if for dinner. But somehow, when you pair it with salsa, it doesn't matter.
Somebody said, try the Meat Mountain from Arby's.
Meat Mountain.
So that was basically everything they had on the menu sandwiched between two buns. And they came out with this in 2014, and Rod and I heard about it and went over to Arby's, and I was like, I'm not doing this. He's like, I'll do it. So he ate it, and I took a video of him eating it. It ended up being taken from our YouTube page and put on, like, Now This News or something like that. And they didn't give us any credit at all. It actually pissed me off. But the funny thing about it, or the tragic thing about it, is literally a week later, he had a heart attack.
1,300 calories in it, 58 grams of carbs, 51 grams of fat, 87 grams of protein.
So I'm not saying it was the Meat Mountain that caused the heart attack. I am saying it didn't help avoid it.
It was kind of the tipping point.
It might have been.
It was. It's not like he was eating vegetables every day.
To be fair to him, he never once blamed me, and he easily could have.
The phrase is, it was the straw that broke the camel's back. I think this is the hay bale that broke the camel's back.
No offense to Arby's. They're a wonderful company. 913-586.
Curly fries, man.
Oh, God, so good. 913-586-7798. This really should be a topic we should have done at one, but that's my fault for putting it at this point in the show sheet. 913-586-7798. What decadent meal is your go-to? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
913-586-7798. What's your cheat meal? You really need to indulge.
Real quick, let's go to Daniel in Kansas City. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. So what do you go for?
Oh, it just reminded me of the KFC sandwich they had about 5 years or so ago. It had two donuts with a chicken and syrup.
Oh, they did that?
I forgot about the donuts.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
1,100 calories. It was nuts.
There was thanks for your call. There was and I'm sure other places have done it, but a minor league baseball team in St. Louis called the Gateway Grizzlies is what they're called, and they had a sandwich that was two glazed donuts and a hamburger patty and bacon and cheese. And because it wasn't like a fast food place, I have no idea what the calories were, but I know that it was obviously not good for you.
You lost me at the cheese. To me, that doesn't make sense in the midst of all of that.
At my most decadent, and I'm not picky when it comes to eating gross stuff that's bad for you. I was like, that's too much. That's too much.
Everything else I'm okay with.
It was the cheese?
Adding the cheese in the middle of that does not make sense.
From the text line, I don't think I can say the name of this, but it's the McGangby from McDonald's. It's a chicken sandwich in between a McDouble. So if I go to McDonald's and ask for the McGang, I can get that.
Or you could just make that by getting a McChicken and
then shoving it in there?
In the middle, yeah.
Yeah. I had a burger with a donut instead of a bun. And then several other people saying I should try the meat bound. I think they're also trying to kill me. Thank you very much.
I'm really going to enjoy the yogurt that I have next to me right now compared to everything we just talked about.
Coming up, we are going to be doing our list nominations. This week, it is best stand-up comic. Who's your favorite stand-up comic of all time? Get your nominations in right now. 913-586-7798.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.